Trial and error.
Okay, now let's see, what were we talking about? Oh, I know, the volunteer crop, which you didn't know. Wheat is tied up into
a pile, a bale.
All right, there's an old hymn, bringing in the something. We will come rejoicing, bringing in the...
I don't know that old hymn.
Do you know the word sheaf? A sheaf of wheat?
Nah.
Okay. If you had a bunch of... bundles or sheaves of wheat, you know what you'd pile them up into?
No.
Okay. You might say we raised 40 what of wheat to an acre?
40 bales? 40,
Or, well, using the measurement bushel, you'd say we raised 40.
40 bushels.
Okay. And do you know what you do to oats to separate the grain from the chaff?
No.
Do you know the word thresh or thrash?
Thresh.
And so doing it to oats, you would say, I...
thresh the oats.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Or you starting the sentence with oats, you would say the oats...
the oats were threshed.
Okay. If you and another person have to do a job, you would say blank and blank have to do it. Talking to him, you would say...
they will do the job.
No, you and the other person have to do it, and you're telling him, you say blank and blank have to do the job.
He and I.
Or you're talking to him.
We have to do the job.
Using the two words, blank and blank.
We will do the job?
You is one of the two words, blank and
you
blank.
You and I will do the job.
And then you'd say it's not for just you or just me, it's for...
both of us.
Mm-hmm. Then if you knocked on the door and you knew the person would recognize your voice, when they say who's there, you just say it's...
me.
Mm-hmm. And if it's a woman, you'd say it's... It's only I?
Well, it's talking about a woman. It's only she.
All right, if it's a man, it's...
it's he.
And if it's two people, it's...
them.
And, is that all? Yeah, that's all. Okay. Comparing how tall you are, you say he's not as tall as...
I am.
And I'm not as tall as...
he is.
And how well you can do something. He can do it better than...
I can.
All right. If you'd been running 2 miles and then you had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is the blank I can run.
The farthest.
Mm-hmm. If something belongs to me, you would say it's...
it's owned by me?
Or
belongs to me?
Using just one pronoun there. It's, if it belongs to me, it's...
mine.
Or if it belonged to me.
My.
No, if it belongs to you, then it's...
yours.
Okay. And if it belongs to him, it's...
his.
And if it belongs to her, it's...
hers.
And to us, it's...
ours.
And to them, it's...
theirs.
And that's all the possible combinations. People who've been to visit you, they're about to leave. You say to them...
goodbye.
And blank, come back again. This is a whole bunch of people.
Come back and see us.
Would you ever say you all or y'all?
Say y'all.
All right. Mm-hmm. And if a car belonging to several of them was sitting out in the road, you might look, oh, somebody's about to hit...
your car.